At the 2012 Agronomics Conference, I'm visiting with Jeff Berg. And Jeff, I know you have a company, Crown Appraisals. Tell me what your focus is.
Thanks, Chuck. Our focus at Crown Appraisals is specializing in the appraisal of grain elevators, seed cleaning plants, fertilizer facilities, feed mills, and other large agribusiness facilities across the western two-thirds of the nation.
Wonderful. Well, I am just happy to have this opportunity, first time at this meeting, learning a lot more as we go through the morning talking with folks like you. And we're going to talk about something here related to education, since that's a lot of what this meeting is about. So let's start there. And I know this is a focus with some of the stuff that ASFMRA does.
That's right. And education is really important conversations that we have had with new members coming into our organization. It seems that they join for the education and they stay for the networking. And the Summer Education Week is something that we came up with several years ago to provide core education for our appraisers as well as farm managers out in the Midwest, where the majority of our members are headquartered. And at the Summer Education Week 2 years ago, summer of 11, we decided that we need to really kick this thing open to some Generation Y individuals. And a lot of college kids don't even know that you can have a really wonderful career in farm management, appraisal, or consulting occupations. And so we opened it up, worked through our chapters and our academic members that are at some of the land-grant colleges, and they selected, we had 37 students in 2011 and 30 this past summer in Iowa. We asked them to come in. They had the opportunity for a day to hear about the professions that we have, farm management, rural appraisal, and consulting, and they got to meet with potential employees and do some mock, some mock interviews, and had the opportunity to network with potential employers.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful opportunity. Are these, how do these students get chosen or express their interest in taking part in this program?
As I mentioned, we worked through the academic members who actually are the instructors for a lot of these students. They we went to them in their various university programs and said, who do you have coming through that's finishing up their sophomore or junior year that may be interested in a career in our kind of agriculture, in our professions? And they selected a number of students, invited them, and then the chapter stepped up to the plate and actually transported all of these young folks to the Summer Education Week location.
Now, does that location move around?
We have a two-year rotation. We move back and forth between Des Moines and Omaha. And those are our two locations. This year we were in Des Moines. Next summer of 13, we'll be in Omaha.
Is it too early to look ahead to next year in terms of students out there or academic advisors that might want to suggest that someone participate?
Oh, absolutely not. It's we would absolutely love it if some of the students that hear this interview would contact us. They can either contact our Denver office at the American Society of Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers, or they can contact me, and I'd be glad to put them in contact with the right folks, get them on the list to be at Summer Education Week student program next summer.
I have not looked, but I'm just going to guess that maybe there's some information on the ASFMRA.org website.
Yes, there is. There's information about Summer Education Week and the student program. There again, not as much as our young Gen Ys would like to see, but there is some information on the website. We're trying to catch up and make that that website very valuable to younger folks.
Well, yeah, I can't emphasize how important that is myself. Well, thank you very much, Jeff Berg. He has Crown Appraisals, his company, one of the folks attending here at the Agronomics Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.